Welcome to Happy Being Well's podcast episode on meditation for healing. I'm your host, Rita. I am super excited that we're going to dive deep in how to meditate for healing, how it works, and some techniques and to get you started. Before we go deep, though, we have to listen to a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
So welcome back. So we're going to dive deep into meditation for healing. So as we know, an increasing number of doctors now believe that in addition to having a well-balanced diet and taking enough physical exercise, practicing meditation can lead to better health and improvements in our overall lifestyle and well-being. So how does meditation help? Meditation has wide-ranging benefits. It can help us to think more clearly and improve our energy levels so that we work more efficiently and we are less tired. It can help us to relax and create a distance from stressful situations so that we remain more in control and less overwhelmed by negative emotions. It can also help us to understand ourselves and to accept situations. In addition to improving our quality of life and making us happier, the relaxation that meditation brings can help to improve our physical health. Positive thinking can encourage the production of endorphins and other feel-good chemicals. We should never underestimate the mind's power to bring about change in the body, and we should try to think positively as much as possible. So, visualization for healing. So, this is where visualization comes in. As we have already seen, our bodies do not distinguish between things we visualize and reality itself. So, if we use visualization correctly, it can bring about positive changes within the body that can help us treat minor ailments and put us back on the road to good health. Many people believe that visualization can also be beneficial in the treatment of more serious or long-standing complaints, but it must be emphasized that it should not be used to replace medical treatment. If you have a serious or persistent ailment, you should always consult a qualified medical practitioner. There is no reason, however, why you should not use visualization alongside any medical treatment you are currently having. You could visualize, for example, a drug working more effectively. Or you could see yourself feeling fit and radiant. Discuss your plans with your doctor first to make sure that you are working together on this. So what does the current research say on this? So research is always still more underway into the possible effects of meditation on our health. But as mentioned earlier, a growing number of doctors are now recommending relaxation and meditation exercises to their patients in order to help them combat stress and stress-related illnesses. Clinical studies continue, but in the meantime, there is a growing belief that meditation practice alongside changes in diet and lifestyle can help to do the following: reduce migraines, combat insomnia, ease irritable bowel syndrome, soothe premenstrual syndrome, calm anxiety and reduce panic attacks, lower levels of stress hormones, improve circulation, regulate the pulse, lower blood pressure, control respiration, ease stomach cramps, aid indigestion, ease depression, and improve memory. And as most of us know, meditation is widely used in personal development. So in addition to its many physical health benefits, meditation practice can also be used in psychotherapy, especially in those areas that focus on personal development and self-understanding. Through meditation, many of us have learned that it is possible to understand ourselves better in the nature of our relationships with other people. With regular practice, we can increase our confidence and self-esteem, let go of past hurts, and enjoy life more, both in our work and in our social lives. We can learn how to conquer fear and dispel doubts, and we can transform that critical inner voice within us into a valuable, supportive friend. So using visualization for healing, you don't have to wait until you feel ill to do healing visualizations. In fact, it is often a good idea to do it when you're feeling well. Good health needs to be protected, and in addition to a balanced, healthy diet, plenty of exercise, and restful sleep. Visualization can help you to maintain your good health and guard against illness and disease. It can also help you to become more in touch with your body and physical changes. The healing, the body exercise below can be used to heal part of the body or to maintain good health. So we're going to do an exercise excellent for purifying and healing and for revitalizing the whole body. So make sure that your clothing is loose and comfortable before you start the exercise. So let's get started. Adopt a seated or lying down posture, whichever feels most comfortable to you. If necessary, you can also do this visualization while you are standing or walking. Allow your body to relax and breathe naturally. If you are not walking, you can close your eyes if it helps you to concentrate. Check over your body and release any tension that you are holding. Start with the top of your head, then move your attention down to your forehead. Relax your eyebrows and eyelids, your ears, nostrils, mouth, and jaw. Then your neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. Shift your concentration to your chest and heart, then your stomach, abdomen, buttocks, and genitals, and finally your legs and feet. When you are relaxed, begin the healing. Imagine you are standing under a shower of whitish blue light. The light comes in through the top of your head and washes through your body, clearing it of impurities. Feel the light wash through your head and into your neck, outward through the shoulders until it fills your arms and hands. Let the light continue down through your chest, back and torso, and down through your legs and into your feet. Feel the light taking out all the impurities and toxins from your body. And if there are any parts of your body that need special healing, focus on them and let the light purify them. Let the light do this until you feel that your whole body has been cleansed. You may need to do this several times before you completely purified. When the light has cleansed and purified you, let it take the impurities from your body out through the soles of your feet and into the earth beneath you. where they are cleansed until they disappear. Now that the impurities have gone, let the light flow back up through your feet and into your body, charging it with vibrant healing energy. Feel it rush up through your legs and torso, setting the whole length of your spine tingling. Feel it flow into your heart and chest, outward into your arms and hands, and up into your shoulders and neck. Finally, let it flood up into your face, to the top of your head. If any parts of your body need special healing, let the vibrant light flow in and heal them. Hold the image of your whole body flooded with healing light. Then let the light ascend up through the top of your head and out into the universe. Give yourself a few moments to relax and take a few deep, smooth breaths. When you are ready, close the meditation and slowly open your eyes. I hope that was enjoyable. Pay attention to how you feel now. Do you feel more lighter, calm, centered and grounded, peaceful? I would recommend you take advantage of the state that you're currently in and perhaps write down how you feel and when to make it a habit of regularly meditating, whether it's for healing, manifesting your goals, increasing your self-love and compassion for others, whatever it is, and write down why you would like to meditate more regularly. I hope you guys, if this has blessed you in any way, please share this with your friends, family, your social media followers. Because sharing is caring. And when we share inspiration, we're sharing our light and love with others, which feels great. So I hope you guys have a blessed and wonderful day. Subscribe to this podcast for upcoming episodes on self-improvement, self-love, and meditations. Have an empowered day, guys. Sending love and light.